Came out. Oh my gosh. 97. Yes, y'all. We're back. Hour number two. It's 3 p.m. Central. For all my people in the other countries, other cities, welcome back. Now, this is The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir. Glad you are in the building with me. And also, you are on the award-winning The Truth 101.7. But I want you to notice something. I want you to really sit back and notice it. Before we went to break, we talked about politics and AI. And then we talked about our president hiding. Hiding. Yes. There we go. He was hiding in the truck. But I want you to notice something. Sit back. Let's sit back and really notice something. Almost everything we talked about today, the AI, the money, the politics, the violence, almost all of it has one thing in common. Fear. Fear gets your attention. Fear gets your attention. Fear gets your attention. And your attention is worth a lot of money. Your attention is worth a lot of money. Fear is worth a lot of money. If you think about it, fear of, for example, fear is like when you are afraid of the side effects of a medication. They give you another medication on top of the medication. That's real fear. Like, man, I'm scared. My heart beat extra fast when I take this pill over here from my shoulder. Well, here's the medication for that. Doctor gives you medication for the heart. Then that thing is like, oh, well, you know, my heart is doing something over here. So I gotta, you know, I need medication for that. Fear. Fear is what drives even politics. Fear drives politics. Fear drives the need to make money. Fear is what is driving people to automate their lives. Fear is what creates violence. Fear, it gets the attention and it's worth a lot of money. If you are in the business of counteracting fear and the products of fear, you will win and you will make a lot of cash. People do this all day long. The science of understanding and factoring in how fear affects people. They're called psychologists. The reason why tech companies are doing what they're doing is because they tap into the psychology of people and they hire psychologists and neuroscientists on their teams to study what fear that they can profit off of. Think about your phone. Your phone has quietly turned into an outrage machine. Your phone has turned into a Trump notification machine. Your phone told you that Trump is in trouble. They're about to assassinate, you know, they're trying to assassinate him, and he's hiding in a container, whatever container it is. Fear even drove your own president to hide from somebody that he's trying to eliminate. Fear. And guess who's going to profit off of that fear? The media. The media is going to profit off of it. You know, people who are making memes going to profit off of it. There's a lot of people. So, war notification, crime notification on your phone, election notifications on your phone. Even today in Wisconsin, the fear of knowing that if someone else gets into office outside of your candidate that you're voting for, you are operating in the cage of fear, thinking or even probably knowing that if that person gets into that place, guess what's going to happen? Everything's gone. You're wiped out. You got to move. Your bank accounts get slashed. That is fear. AI's don't going to take your job type of notification. The economy's collapsing notification. Celebrity scandals. What was the latest celebrity scandal that you, the latest celebrity scandal. Name one. Okay, we got one. Trump paid $5 million to some lady that he assaulted. And then he paid another person 30 or whatever that lady, Stormy. He paid her, right? How much he paid her? Like, was it 30?
Yeah, something like that. It was a lot.
Man, I'm not going to say anything about getting paid by him, but I wouldn't want, but, you know, he basically, and I used to probably paid out more people. $200,000 a year. An NDA there that was broken and then they wound up profiting from it. Think about it. Another argument, another video, another fight in Milwaukee, another fight on the side of a Walgreens on Brady Street. They play this because they're operating thinking that you are going to watch it and it's going to create the item of fear. It's going to create the item of fear. Yes. It's going to create the item that of fear, thinking that, hey, man, like, if people watch this, when people watch this, guess what's going to happen? They're going to think, you know, the society is collapsing. So they're going to, guess what you're doing? You're tuning into Facebook. You're tuning into IG, you're tuning into TikTok. They're winning. They're winning because of fear. What if you just turned it off? Would fear even exist? Would it continue to operate? It's another reason. It's another reason to be afraid before you've even had your own coffee. So let me ask you this question. Let me ask you something honest. When was the last time you woke up in the morning and did not immediately reach for your phone? When did you not reach for your phone as soon as you woke up? When? For a lot of us, we can't even remember when's the last time we woke up and was like, man, I'm not reaching for that thing. I'm not reaching for none of that. I'm not reaching for any parts of that. But here's the truth that I want you to sit with. Somebody is making money every single time you get afraid. Every time you get afraid enough, angry enough, or curious enough to keep scrolling. Your fear is the product. If you cannot believe it, think about the amount of times that you've seen an accident in Milwaukee. And someone then says in the comments, because you're going to go straight to the comments. Somebody's, man, that's why I can't even drive around Milwaukee. When in reality, guess where you live? You live in Brookfield. You barely come to Milwaukee. Or you're driving during the times that people aren't even driving that reckless. I mean, well, in Milwaukee, they're pretty much driving reckless all the time. But besides that, you know, there are periods of time. There are periods of time when that happens. Your fear is a product. Your attention is what they're selling. The AI story, the political story, the money story, different headlines, the sex story, same business model. They profit off of you being activated. And an activated, exhausted, scared person doesn't build, doesn't rest, doesn't take care of their body, doesn't take control. They want you to be afraid, to be angry, to be curious enough to keep scrolling. That's what they want. They want different headlines and the same business model. They profit off of you being activated. So, Milwaukee, I'm going to bring this home. We're going to bring this home real quick because we ain't got much time. We ain't got much time at all. LaRon Taylor said the whole currency has been normalized, being mediocre or average from how we act to how we trust 2 weeks ago. I heard we most educated, the most talented, and the most creative people are now disliked. Nepo baby privilege overachiever are some of the names that some of the best of us are called. Cola Cooksey said, hey, y'all, love the show, man. Convo always on point. Shaky. Yes, they love to fearmonger. Yes, they do. And Tom Tiffany is going to be playing videos of black folks fighting that were made by other black folks in order to be governor. And it LaRon Taylor says that. And it will work, and he will win. Oh, wow. Cola Cooksey says, never. Shaky said, even the news, they show the most pressing, volatile stories in a fast pace, in a fast pace at the beginning of every hour. That is so true. They tell people breaking news in California. There's a mudslide that down Hollywood Boulevard. Hey y'all, when we come back, who is taking control in Wisconsin's election day? When we get back in 3 minutes on the Grapevine and Truth Radio. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir, and we're picking some more grapes. Glad to have you in the building. I'm glad that you have me in the building. How about that? I'm glad to have me in the building. You're on the Grapevine. We're picking these grapes. And you're on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 Radio. It's election day. It is election day. Who you going to choose? Who are you choosing? Who are you choosing? Go out and vote. Go out and vote. You ain't got to tell me right now. You ain't got to tell me right now, but who are you choosing? Or you can go out and tell me. Go ahead. Come here. Come here, y'all. Tell me what you tell me who you choosing. Because Wisconsin, today you get to actually do something. You ain't got to tweet about it. You ain't got to look for the cupcakes in the line with the rest of the people. You ain't got to argue about it. All you got to do is walk your little pretty little feet to the poll and vote. Go vote. This is the primaries, though. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. And if you're in line at 8, just stay in line. They have to let you vote. If you are in line at 8 o'clock in Wisconsin, then they have to let you vote. And this is a big one. The governor's race is at the top of the ballot all across the state, And it's a rare open seat for the first time in about 16 years. For the first time in 16 years, the top offices in this state are all up for grabs at once. If you don't know where your polling place is, this is what you do. Pull up pull up My Vote Wisconsin. Just Google it. Googleizer. And it'll tell you exactly where to go. Here's the simplest way I can put today. November decides who gets the job. Today decides who gets the interview. November decides who gets the job. So in November, you're going to vote again. But today decides who gets the interview, which person gets the interview. That's what a primary is. You're narrowing the field. And if you sit out today, you let a small, if you don't vote today, all of us, you're going to let a small handful of people decide your choices for you in the fall.
Yep.
You sure do. I need some more water. Now, I'm not asking you to call me. I'm not asking you to call me or tell me Democrat or Republican. I'm not telling you to do that. I don't need to do that. Tell me something more than a party. Tell me your issue. That's what's the thing? Tell me your issues. Call in 833-212-1017 or put it in the chat if you are on YouTube. Put it in the chat. Call in. But what is the thing? What are the issues? What is your issue? Is it housing? Is it your kids' schools? I think, you know, in that order, for me, since I listed, it is housing. It is schools. Like what for our governor has to have the best interest of all people in Wisconsin on their mind at all times. And they also, I would love to see how that person actually treats themselves. Because how they treat themselves, besides dressing nice, how they treat themselves is how they're going to treat the people around them. And how they treat the people around them, especially their staff, will determine how fast we get things done here in this state. That's the thing. That's my thing. Tell me your issue. Is it schools? Is it the price of groceries? Groceries have gone up. The inflation is high. Are you able to afford that $17 that you used to spend on groceries? Now it's $37, $40, $50. Can you actually afford that right now? Governors have the ability. Governors have the ability to curb the inflation in their state. Governors have the ability to curb the inflation in their state because we all know what's real. We all know groceries are expensive. That's real. Taxes is real. Healthcare is real. Crime is real. Crime is very real. But I got something to say about crime, just real quick. There's a social science professor out of University of Massachusetts, and he was asked just recently, couple days ago, what group of people have committed the most amount of crime in the history of the world? In the history of the world. And guess what he said? He said white people, hands down, have committed the most amount of crimes, heinous crimes too, in the history of the United States. In the history of the United States, even including now, in modern times. So when we talk about crime, we cannot put it on one group of individuals. That is the stereotype, and that's what's being relayed to you. We have to talk about crime from all aspects because they have cybercrime, blue-collar crime, white-collar crime, street crime, rural crime. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of categories. Jobs, child care. Yes, SNAP benefits being cut. What are y'all going to do? Here's the phone lines. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. What is the one issue a candidate absolutely has to address to earn your vote? You call me or you can put it on the chat. I'm going to go to the chat real quick. Shaky says, even the news, they show the most pressing volatile stories in a fast pace at the beginning of every hour. Yes. Shaky says, good way to put it. I'm rolling with Crowley because of his work in justice reform. Yes, he definitely understands. And I'm pretty sure he knows a number of people in the justice system that have not left at all. They are permanent overnight residents. Let's see. Housing, yes. Mental health service funding, huge, huge, huge. The running percentage for kids in special education programs, and I'm just talking about kids in special education programs, in MPS is 35%, and that has not gone down. 35%, and that's like a guesstimation from my aspect. It's probably higher. Focus on grassroots community violence intervention. Erica Ford in New York. Erica Ford in New York. The crime, I'm sure she's working with Mayor Mamdani and the people up there. Erica Ford has been putting in a lot of work. She's putting in so much work that the crime has gone down significantly because of her organization. Yes. Her organization in New York, you guys got to check it out. Crime, Community Violence Intervention. If you look up Erica Ford, you will find that she and her organization, I forgot the name of the organization, Erica Ford, I'm going to pull it up. Erica Ford. Erica Ford. Let's see. New York City. Yes, Erica Ford, there we are, has been in the forefront of reducing youth and community violence in New York City and beyond. That's right. She is one of the most diligent and hardworking activists of our generation. For over 30 years, believing in power of partnership, Erica has championed personal and systemic approaches to conflict resolution worldwide. Man, let me tell you, If you are a part of the revolution, if you're a part of the revolution right now, if you are a part of this revolution and you need this, what we call democracy. Then you need this democracy to win. You need it. I need it. We need it. And now's not the time to, you know, fuddle. Now's not the time to fumble the bag. We cannot fumble the bag anymore. It's no more fumbling the bag. This is real life, y'all. I'm not asking you to tell me whether or not you're voting Democrat or Republican. We don't need that. But tell me something more than a party. Tell me something more than a party. That's what needs to happen. This is the election. Before somebody goes to the big office in Madison, there's one step, two steps that need to be done, need to be had, and this affects us. So vote, vote, vote. Get out and vote. Now, I wish I had a lot more time. So before we leave this segment, is politics making you sick? Is politics making you sick? And let's take your body back. Let's see what we can do. Let's take your body back. For real. We're going to talk about taking your body back. Yes. And is politics making you sick? On the grapevine, we're picking some grapes on the award-winning The Truth 101.7. We'll be back in three. Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir. Yes, we're back. We're picking some more grapes on the award-winning The Truth 101.7. And I'm about to say something odd for a man who kind of does like a little bit of politics and community radio show. Sometimes even you need to turn us off. And I mean that. You know, sometimes turn me off, turn down the notifications, put it down. Is politics making you sick? Is politics making you sick? Because think about it. Think about how your day starts. You wake up. Before your feet even touch the floor, you grab the phone. Trump. War. Economy. Crime. Instagram. Travel blog. See somebody, you know, holding a mountain in their hand or something. An argument. Breaking news. Fights. Another argument. Facebook. Another notification. And you haven't even stood up. You on your back. The phone is about, you know, 3 ounces or whatever. And it's you holding it and it's holding you down. You haven't even prayed yet. You haven't drank a glass of water yet. But your body's already in a fight. Your body is boxing with you. Get up. And the phone, the notifications, the election information, it's all weighing on you. Your body is the thing that keeps score. And here's what people don't connect. The constant state of alarm has its cost. And your body is paying for it. What your body is doing, when you live in a low-grade fear all day, the doom scroll, the outrage, never-ending bad news, you can stay stuck in stress mode, and over time that chronic stress can mess with your sleep. And if you don't get proper sleep, and we all know the people who don't get proper sleep because they walk around like zombies, i.e. me, if you don't get proper sleep, all of your hormones, the ones that you need to operate, for example, estrogen in women, for men, testosterone in men, when those go down, you don't become a normal human being. You are not a normal human being. Your blood pressure goes up. Your pancreas stops operating at a high frequency. Your anxiety goes up. Your pancreas is the organ that helps regulate your insulin in your body so you won't get what? Diabetes. Whether you're ever actually relaxed or you move your body. So I'm not diagnosing anybody that's listening. I'm not diagnosing you. I'm not your doctor. I'm just telling you, information is useful. Constant activation is not. There's a difference between being informed and being consumed. Now think about it. There's a difference between being informed and being consumed. You like the information is consuming you versus you consuming the information that you perceive. You even perceive that you're consuming all of this information. How much you want to bet? How many of you are going to stay up until 11 o'clock to make sure the election is over? How many of you are really going to stay up to make sure the election is over? Constant activation. You're still activating. So there's a difference between, as I said, being informed and you being consumed. So I'm going to ask you something straight. Could you go 24 hours, one day, without political content? Like no news, no doom scrolling, no comment sections. One day. Could you actually do that? Call me. Let me know. Let me know in the comments, in the chat. Can you actually go one day without any distractions on your phone? Any distractions, like no newspaper, no nothing, not even thinking about it. Can you bring it down? Let me know. 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. And remember, being informed is very healthy. It is very healthy to be informed. But being consumed with that is not. And I need y'all to write that down. Being informed is healthy. Being consumed is not. Being in, you got to take, and you have to take your body back. You got to take your body back. So what? If we can't control AI, we can't control Washington, we can't control the price of eggs this week, we can't control the price of cheese. Let me ask you this most important question of this whole entire show. What can you control? And I tell you what, your body, your habits, your environment, your attention, your discipline, that's that. All of that is yours. Nobody votes on that. There's no election for that. Your attention, your discipline, all of that stuff, nobody can deny that claim. That is yours. So take some of it back today. Walk. Just walk. Pick something heavy up. Put it down, like weightlifting. Stretch. Drink your water. Cook a real meal. Instead of ordering sadness on a in a screen. Sit in silence, sleep, pray, meditate, get on the floor with your kids. Move the furniture out the way. Turn the TV off. Go outside. Y'all remember outside, get some fresh breath. Breathe. Breathe. If I held you underwater, what's the first thing you'd be asking for? Anybody? Yes, air. What's the first thing you'll be asking for is air. That'd be the most important thing in the world. I need air. You ain't going to be asking for $1 million underwater. You ain't going to be thinking about nothing except your life. So all of it, none of it requires permission. None of it requires permission. All of it is a way of saying the world can be on fire, but I still own this. And that brings me to something I haven't talked about publicly yet, something I've been holding, because my next chapter is going right back to something I believed in for years, down in my bones, and that's wellness. That's wellness, which is a good time to tell you that my life always takes chapters. And your life does too. Your life takes chapters too. And I want to know, I want to tell you where to find me. Where do you want to find me? Where can you find me? And I'm going to let you know really soon where to find me. It's a lot of things that I want to share with you in this next segment that will allow you to catch up with me. Because I started in my life, I started out as a martial arts guy, fitness person, business owner, community activist, advocate, wealth, health is wealth person. And all of my pathways in my life have led to that and led back to that. No matter how far I wanted to stray out of that sight, I always knew and always know that I have to stay in that fight. Now, last week I challenged people to fast. I challenged people to give up certain things for a 16-hour period. So wake up, do things, move around. Eat, move around again, go to sleep. So I'm asking you to do it again. But I'm asking you to do it for a regular period of time. So the grapevine is the grapevine. The grapevine is asking you to fast every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we're going to fast. Not every Monday, not every Friday, but every Wednesday. Try to fast as long as you possibly can. Y'all know the rules. You guys do know the rules. So try to fast as much as you possibly can. Ah, yes. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I got going on. Some of the things I got going on, like gym stuff and fitness competitions and all that good stuff. You guys will love what is going to come up next. On the grapevine, we're going to pick these grapes in 3 minutes.
Brooklyn, stand up. Never been a it is good for this long, this hood, or this pop, this hot, or this strong, with so many different flows. This one's for this song, the next one I switch up, this one will get bit up. He's too lazy to make up, they crazy, they don't paint pictures, they just trace me. You know what, soon they forget where they pluck, they hold style from, then try to reverse the yep. outcome. I'm like, I'm not a biter, I'm a writer for myself
Self and others.
I say a big verse, I'm only big
up, up my brothers.
Bigging up my barrel,
bigging up
enough to do it. I'm that barrel, plus I know my own
flow is foolish.
So the rings and things you sing about, bring them out. It's hard to yell when
barrels in your mouth. Welcome back to the Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir. I'm your host, Manon Sabir. We're picking some more grapes. Yes, yes, yes. And you are on the award-winning The Truth 101.7. So I want to tell you, where to find me. Where can you find Manon? A lot of people are asking that question. Like, man, can we get another Juice Kitchen pop up somewhere? Can we get that? And so before I get out of here today, yes, I got a few things to say. Some of you have ridden me for years while I talked about health, fasting, food, fitness, discipline, taking ownership of your body. Well, now I'm putting all that into something you can hold in your hand. And I've been working on it for a really long time. It's called the Sensei Supplements. I'm starting something simple, something clean. I've been sitting on this for a long time. Creatine. Creatine is one of my supplements that I'm starting to push out. But understand me, I don't just want to sell it in a tub of powder. I want to build a community around understanding your body, training your body, and taking ownership of your health. That's the mission. So, and I'm not going to stand in, and the other thing, here's another thing I'm going to do. And I'm putting this out there because I think people need to know. I'm not going to stand on stage and preach to you from the outside. I'm putting myself to the test. I'm going to start training for fitness competitions. Personally, I'm going to start training for fitness competitions, and I'm going to train in order to compete against people in Milwaukee. So 50 push-ups, 60 burpees, squats, pull-ups, all that. We're going to put money on the line. Money, real money. And I'm going to document this process, this progress. My goal is to turn Milwaukee into the next fitness competition capital. That's the goal. With food galore. That's the goal. And I think we can do it. We got a lot of people here are real strong, But we can knock that out. So you're going to see the installments. You're going to see me waking up not wanting to work out. Yes. You're going to see the lack of discipline, the days I don't want to, the workouts, the setbacks. If I'm going to sit here and tell you to take control of your health, you're going to watch me fall. You're going to watch me get up. I'm going to hold myself accountable. It's going to be out loud in front of everybody. In front of everybody, straight up. And then there's one more thing for everybody. I mean everybody who has stopped me on the streets. They stopped me, and people still message me from years ago. One kid hit me up not too long ago, a couple days ago. Manon, when are you bringing the Juice Kitchen back? When are you bringing the Juice Kitchen back? Brick and mortar. When are you bringing the brick and mortar back? And soon come. Soon come. The Juice Kitchen will be coming back. It will be coming back, brick and mortar, a real physical home. A real physical home. Fresh juice, real food, wellness, community. And everything I've learned from the first chapter of my life with my father and my mother, everything they've taught me, I'm going to pour back into that space, that new space. I'm not going to tell you where. There's a few places that I have put my eyes on. But the Juice Kitchen will be coming back. Yes, guaranteed. It will be coming back. So everything that I've learned, you're going to get the funniness, the people coming in. You know, one day I remember having a real life user from the streets, a user. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Drugged out. Came in there, took a ginger shot, threw up, fell on the floor. Oh, man, he did it all. But he got up and he looked like he was 1,000% better. 1,000% better. So today's show isn't random. Today's show isn't random. I'd like to thank everybody who has asked about the Juice Kitchen. It's coming. It's not a far away thing. I have a couple meetings coming up. So I would love to bring you guys along. I'm a semi-private person. I'm the type of person that doesn't like a lot of people in my business. But when I elect to do that, I want to do it in a way that people can benefit from it. Not for some vain excuse. But I need people to be impacted by what I do. So for the first time, I'm going to allow people into my space and see what it takes to get yourself in shape, and then also to get your environment in shape. So that is the grapevine. So I hope I gave you guys enough information. Hopefully you all can see me do my thing. If you want to work out with me, let me know. I am going to be hitting up a number of gyms. They have, my first place is Iron Heroes. That is on 20 off of 27th and Kilbourne. If you want to see me over there with Valentino, good friend of mine. I will be hitting up the yoga spot. My friend Dante Threets, be working out with him. I'll probably be doing some training with some folks. You guys come out and train with me, and also look for the supplements. The Juice Kitchen is coming back. The Juice Kitchen is coming back better than ever. And I will be partnering with a few people. So those people know who they are. I'm definitely looking forward to doing some work with them. And, you know, in the next couple of months, look towards the water somewhere on the beach. Miami, or Mexico or Belize, I'll be sitting right there with my six-year-old, soon to be seven. I'll be sitting right there on the beach. So if you don't find me in Milwaukee, you know where to find me. Next to the water, swimming with the sharks. Swimming with the sharks. That's where you'll find me. Milwaukee, it's been an honor. Straight up. I love the fact that y'all gave me time, your effort, your love, and your eyes and attention. I needed that. But anywhere I am in the world, you are more than welcome. I am opening up my heart and opening up my space in order for you guys to come along and see what's going on in this small, small world of ours. Until next time, Milwaukee, this isn't the last time. This is just me. This is The Grapevine. Coming up next, Jazz. Tap in with Jazz, y'all, on The Grapevine. I'm out.